Welcome to the Bank Marketing Show, the podcast that engages and informs you for success in today's marketplace. It's the show that will make you a better marketer with trends, tactics, and inspiration from experts and industry leaders. If you're wanting to impact your personal success and position your bank as the best choice in your market, you're in the right place. Now let's dive into today's show with your hosts, Chris and Dan.
Hey, welcome everybody to another episode of the Bank Marketing Show. I'm one of your hosts, Dan Novalis, and we also have Chris.
The other host.
Yes. Welcome, Chris. So we're going to take a little departure today from, some of the topics we've been focused on, which have been around marketing campaigns and kind of career advice and kind of motivational speakers and authors, and talk a little about today about what the role of a bank marketer really is and how that kind of differs across the industry. So Chris, you and I were chatting, prepping for this, and kind of realized, hey, like, who actually sets out to go into bank marketing?
Right.
And yeah. I'm not sure anyone actually does, but.
I don't know if I polled any of my kids or stepkids when they were, you know, high school juniors and were like, okay, what do you want to go to college to do? And what do you want to do that anybody in their entire grade or class or whatever would have gone, I want to grow up to be a bank marketer. So it's one of those things that, Dan, like you and I were talking about, it takes a really important and great set of professional and personal skills. I just don't know that a lot of those of us that are in this industry in marketing kind of set out to do that from the get-go.
Yeah. I mean, and we were talking here, like I didn't, even in my career, like I didn't set out to be in advertising or marketing. I definitely didn't set out to be in, you know, in the bank marketing field. It just sort of happens. I've heard that too. You know, I have now been in the, you know, in kind of this functional role for a lot of my career. And I've heard that a lot of like, hey, nobody sets out to do it. Right. You know, people, obviously there's marketing focuses in college and grad school, but you know, typically the people that do those things, you know, end up wanting to be a brand manager at a big company or a CPG kind of thing. But, you know, I feel like in bank marketing, it's a lot of people that just kind of found themselves there by one way or another. And that's not a bad thing, right?
That's right.
You leave your own path, find yourself in interesting places.
You know, you and I, our agencies, Dan, both work with a lot of smaller community banks, and, you know, certainly under a billion in assets. And I hear stories very often, and I know that you do, of bank marketers that landed there. And sometimes that's by default, you know, that's by, well, I was in IT or I was in compliance or I was in something else. And, you know, it's kind of like the CEO walked in and went, oh, you know how to do social media, just help with our marketing, you know, and kind of thing. Yeah. Or I said that loosely, but kind of evolved into that. Or maybe, hey, weren't you in marketing before you came to the bank 5 years ago? And even though you're in this role now, help with the marketing, you know?
Yeah. Or you come in and there's somebody else in the marketing role and it's an interest of yours. And then they, you know, retire or move on somewhere and you know, you go for the role or something. But, it, you know, I think the most of our clients, that most of the banks that I work with, it's, you have people in the role, you don't necessarily hire for the role, right? Until the bank gets a little bit bigger, right? Or the bank lands on some marketing things and decides to focus more on that. But
yeah. Or for some of the larger banks that have a true marketing department, ones that come in new roles, you know, within that department, again, same thing, may just come from other parts of the bank or, you know, from something different. Or a totally in a marketing role, but in a totally unrelated field, you know. So it can happen that way. Well, Dan, you mentioned it a minute ago. I know we'll talk a little bit, kind of about a day in the life of a marketer and what that looks like, which will be cool. But you mentioned it a minute ago. To tell us a little bit about how you got here.
Yeah, I don't age myself, but I was a computer science undergrad, right? I thought I'd be a software engineer developer. And I got out of school and just got more interested in the business problems that the technology was solving rather than in just building the technology itself. So I was in consulting for a little bit and worked on some, projects for retail companies. And then I found myself at a pricing analytics startup for big advertising driven websites. So this was back, like our biggest client was like MySpace and, companies like that back in the early days of internet advertising. And, we were just looking at, hey, like MySpace, I think at the time had showed a billion ads on their site every day, which sounds like a big number, but Facebook probably does that in 5 minutes
right.
These days. But at the time it was, we had this software that would analyze that and use like economic modeling to look at supply and demand and say like, how much should they be charging to maximize their profits, for each banner ad that showed up on their site. And it would differ by size, it would differ by the page of the website that it was on. So the homepage ads went for more versus like a ad that showed up next to somebody's profile. And, I'd working on actually implementing the technology, but then I got interested in like, oh, well, like, how do they sell more advertising, right? Rather than just price it. And how do you, what can they do with all this stuff? And I got into the data side of it from there to then work for a company that kind of bought and sold advertising tracking data online. And it was, that was really interesting because like then I got to see how, hey, we're working with a big credit card company, right? Or working with a big bank. What's the data that they're interested in?
Yeah.
And so there's interesting insights. But hey, this credit card company knows that, people that shop for international flights are likely to be high credit card spenders, but also have good credit. We want to advertise to them, right? So let's buy all of the data that we can about international travelers. So lots of examples like that. And that was just, it was still on the technical side, but I got really interested in that.
Yeah.
Got my MBA in marketing from there and then worked for a big agency, kind of doing more of that same stuff, but helping the clients kind of plan campaigns using data. And then got tired of the corporate ladder stuff and wanted to work in a smaller company for smaller companies and kind of found myself running my own agency working with banks. So
when did you start your agency, Dan?
About 5 years ago. So yeah. early 2018.
Yeah. Okay. And then surfed right through the pandemic.
Right through it. I the bankers that listen, but like the good thing about banks is pandemic wise is they didn't close.
Right.
They were all still around. Right. They all still needed help. Our last episode, we talked a little about like, when people pull back budgets, dive in and I think a lot of banks did just that because with all the PPP stuff, it was, I think the first waves of the pandemic's like, oh, we need to pull back on marketing. And there's a lot of conversation about, no, hold on. Like people still have money. People might actually end up with more money because they're not outspending it.
Yep.
Then PPP hit and it was like, oh yeah, we need to get word out there and stuff like that. So it's been an interesting 5 years, but still interesting problems to think about. And I tell people too, like, if I meet somebody outside of the industry that's like, how did you get into bank marketing?
Yeah.
Like, well, I didn't plan on it, but it's actually, I think to outsiders, it sounds kind of boring and dry, but it's actually, it's actually pretty interesting because you're,
yep.
You're in an industry that seems boring and dry. So how do you differentiate yourself? So yeah, so we got into banks early on in the agency and decided to sort of run with it. So
there you go.
How about you? Like you, we've known each other for a couple of years now, but haven't actually don't know. I know you've been running.
How did I get here? Yeah. Well, let me respond to a comment that you made really quickly before do that. And that is that this banking and bank marketing may seem dry from the outside. But what's been fascinating to me is several years now on the inside, of the industry, particularly with community financial institutions, is how great the people are. It's just unbelievable. And that they're people, they're not just, just money counters. You know, it's really fascinating to me. And I mean that from the bank marketers and the folks that is the agency that we deal with, the executive team and all of that, you know, all the way to loan officers and frontline staff and, you know, everybody else. So it's been really cool to witness that it's not what maybe, you know, this dry banking people that some of the rest of the world may see it. So maybe we need to change that, Dan. We'll go change the world.
It's really interesting that you call that out. I don't probably spend enough time reflecting on it, but a lot of the reason I got out of a big agency and the big corporate world, you know, the Fortune 100 companies, is just all the politics and all the selfishness, right? This isn't 100% of the world, right? There's plenty of good big companies to work for, but you know, I just ran into a lot of that. I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to solve interesting problems. I'm going to work on interesting things.
Yep.
I don't want to deal with any of that stuff. Yeah. And you know, I don't think about enough how the community banking world is just largely not that. It's, you know, obviously there's lots of competition among banks, but when you're, you know, in a bank, in a community, everybody's trying to kind of do the best thing for customers, do the best thing for the community.
Yeah. Really cool. Yeah. So my pathway in a snapshot was pretty organic in that after an undergraduate degree and all of that, I worked in nonprofit. It was a nonprofit exec for about 10 years and had led a lot of our, you know, fundraising campaigns and awareness campaigns and those types of things. So had dabbled in various elements of marketing. And then in 2002, bought an existing outdoor sporting goods store that was here. And built that and built the brand for it and literally rebuilt the store and built that up to $3 million in sales and 45 employees. And, you know, it was a pretty large scale deal. And then the recession hit 08, 09. I had an opportunity to sell out, you know, and did that. And at that time, Dan, I was sitting there at 40 years old, kind of going, so what am I going to do now? And what was really interesting is that retail store had what was a really cool brand. It really, I didn't originate it. I accentuated it, I guess, is a good way to describe that. And so what happened is two different business acquaintances of mine that were small business owners, a week apart from each other, totally unbeknownst with each other, made almost the exact same phone call to me. Hey man, you did a really great job with your branding stuff and all of that. And man, we really need some help. I don't know what you're doing now, but can you come help us? So, you know, and again, I got almost the exact same phone call from another buddy in a different industry a week later. So I was going, huh, okay, this is, so I went over there and kind of helped them with branding process and brought in a web guy and did some other stuff, you know, and just kind of, and man, it just kind of snowballed from there. And you know, built to the point that, hey, look, I've got to hire a full-time graphic designer and, you know, started building clients and building clients and boom, you know, and here it is many years later. And the cool story about stepping over into the bank marketing side of it was, you know, almost 10 years building a digital marketing agency, and then we merged with a bank marketing agency that did traditional design work only, that had been, you know, an endorsed service provider agency for 6 state banking associations for 23 years, but that didn't do web, social, digital ads, SEO, didn't do any of that. So we merged there in January of 2020, made it official, and then boom, sent everybody home 2 months later and worked remotely. But it's been great, you know, growth ever since then, and really super to continue to grow, you know, in this bank marketing sector. Yeah. Been really great. Yeah.
Yeah. That's really interesting pathway. Before we started recording, like you choose your own path and you don't know, you know, you can't see, you can see a little bit of it, but you don't know if like you're starting on a paved path and it's going to go to, you know, a dirt path. You don't know what's coming up.
Yeah.
But, you know, you know, you react to it and you end up in your own unique place. That's
yeah. Well, Dan, to transition here a little bit, I mentioned to you that earlier today I was on an American Bankers Association marketers Zoom meeting and call and all of that. So 60, 70 bank marketers on there. Okay. And so I was thinking about our podcast episode today and kind of talking about the a day in the life of the marketer of marketers. And it's interesting, and maybe this applies depending on where you fall on the scale to our listeners, that there were some, of course, this was a good place to be venting a bit about frustrations from my CFO is really not good to work with as we've been trying to set this year's marketing budget, you know, and those types of, you know, you could just tell, you know, there were a few folks that were kind of on that end of the spectrum. They're just really having, in the midst of maybe not a lot of challenges and not as much fun in their day-to-day role as a marketer, and others who, you know, had, they were in growth mode, things were going well, the bank was cash heavy from the last several years of the pandemic, and so now we're switching to this, and everybody's really excited about where we're going, and, you know, those types of things. So I kind of wish I could have pulled that audience for our episode today, Dan, and to kind of where is your job and life satisfaction as a bank marketer, and what does your typical day look like? You know,
yeah.
And I know that as agency owners, you and I get to work with a lot of different clients of ours that are in these roles, kind of some of the things you mentioned.
Yeah. I mean, I think about, you know, you were saying earlier around how people find themselves in the bank, you know, in a marketing role at a community bank. And I think about our current clients, right? And there's people that were compliance officers, right? Or went to banking school and, you know, but wanted to work, started working in compliance things, but then got interested in marketing and there was a need. And so they started, I think it's pretty common. There's that kind of the half compliance, half marketing person. And you're doing both because it comes from a place of, well, we've got to get the name out there, but we want to make sure we're compliant. So stick those roles together. And that's, you know, that's kind of one perspective. I think there's, you know, other banks we work with that there's a single marketing person, right? Maybe that does some steps in the front of house, if you will, as a teller or something like that when needed or on the customer service side. And as, you know, as the bank gets a little bigger, then, you know, you really have a dedicated marketing team, maybe with two or three people, maybe a main marketing person and a graphic designer or a social media lead or something like that. So yeah, it's interesting to see the whole perspective, right? But I think at the size of banks we usually work with, it tends to, I don't know if you agree or disagree, it tends to be that either compliance marketing combo or kind of a single marketing person.
Yeah. I mean, I would say some of our larger clients are more of a small marketing department. And then, you know, yeah, others. And we've got some of our smaller bank clients that marketing may be a third of what they do.
Yeah.
Which, you know, the multi-role, you know, day-to-day life, Dan, what makes that so challenging then is how difficult it is to really focus on being proactive about planning marketing and really what that it needs to be. And it's kind of, and it's so much easier to do the, oh, well, let's just place an ad over here because we've always just done that.
Right.
You know, let's sponsor this. Well, this thing and do it this way because this is what we've always done, and then just move on.
And I think that's where a lot of marketing roles start, right? As a bank grows, you put somebody in a marketing role, but it's mostly to manage what it usually means is like managing sponsorships, managing the stuff that comes in the door, right? Not the proactive outbound stuff,
right?
And all that, you know, the sponsorships, the local marketing, that's all super important, especially for a community bank. That needs to be a huge component of what you do. But I've seen lots of banks that do that, have somebody in that role and then, you know, say, all right, well, we've taken that as far as we can. We need to do some paid ads, paid Google ads, or get our brand out there a little further. We need to be present on digital. And so, but then, you know, you've got somebody in the role, so they don't they don't go out and hire. You wouldn't go hire a Google Ads person, but you, you know, find yourself trying to run a Google ad, you know, or work with an agency or something like that to get a marketing campaign. And it's, you know, and you learn the ropes of digital a bit, then, you know, expand your role from there.
Yeah. Dan, I think one of the really cool things as we consider what this looks like in the role of a marketer is I think it's one of the few positions in the bank and in a company that is responsible for the face of that entity, right? And obviously that's externally, but I think that reflects internally sometimes as well. And, you know, when I think about the entities that we work with that have, I guess success means a lot of different things, but what I consider successful marketers, they have an executive team that backs them up and stays out of their way and kind of gives them, you know, so if they want to try some new things and try some digital ads and do some stuff and all that, but also gives them some creative leeway and, you know, those types of things so that they're able to take the messaging for the company, you know, beyond just, hey, we're your community bank.
Right.
And actually formulate personality. You and I talk a lot about the superpower, you know, asking, you know, a bank client, what's your superpower, and take that and run with it, whether that is your community presence or whether that is you're just better than anybody in the state at ag loans or whatever the case may be, and finding that and taking it out there, and marketers that are really good at doing that. And I think one of the cool things is that it excites people inside the bank, I think, when the bank is well reflected externally. And that's a lot of what marketing is about. And I think about, you know, ones that we see and my team and I see that do that really well. Dan, you and I, a few months back, had Emily Mays on, and the EVP and marketing director for Community Spirit Bank, and what a phenomenal job that she does. And Emily is a great, dynamic, wonderful personality, but that also reflects in her job.
Mm-hmm.
And it also reflects on the image of the bank externally. And I say that because they're a client of ours, and we know, you know, the kind of perspective that the community has, you know, about that bank. But she might kill me for saying this, but it's kind of like the community looks at it as the bank with a smile on it, you know, and that is sincerely very community engaged and proactive, and even their brand reflects it. They've got great colors and great, you know, font sets and all those kind of things. As opposed to ones that are just kind of stagnant and doing it the way they've always done it. So
yeah.
I don't know. That's
yeah, no, I sense. I make a good point that the personality of the marketer definitely shines through, right? Like, I mean, and there are Community Spirit's a great example of that. And they do a great job of just, when you look at their site, when you look at their stuff, they feel like a much bigger bank. Right. Mm-hmm. Have a presence of that. And I think that's what a lot of community banks are trying to do, is say we want to remain small because we want to stay in the community, right? Or there's our goal is not to become this huge, you know, mega bank, but to compete with other banks, we need to feel bigger. We need to feel happier. We need to feel a little different. And one of the reasons I, you know, stuck with working with banks as I was starting my agency was just part of that was, you know, in a sea of thousands of banks that all sort of sound the same, you know, it's a really interesting branding problem to try to make yourself sound different. And I think in the bank marketer role, it's a great opportunity to like let your personality, your creativity shine through. You don't have to do things just like everybody else. There's a big gray area between, you know, what most banks do and, you know, things that'll cause compliance problems, right?
Yeah.
Talking about a really interesting tagline here, not like we're willing to go a little out of the box on a logo or a graphic design to be different, not, you know, not something that's going to cause real like legal or regulatory problems, right? Nothing extreme, but like there's a lot of room in there to be unique and different and funny and in a way that shows off that personality. And then you know, in addition to helping to attract new kinds of customers from it, like you said, there's a cultural impact within the bank of people being proud to work for that brand, that uniqueness.
So I think that and we mentioned it, but I think that presents a really important self-challenge for those of us listening to this podcast and those that we work with that are marketers, is so many roles within a bank are internally focused and should be. I mean, you know, executive team and compliance and, you know, accounting and all of these things. And those are all and operations, and so many things are, you know, kind of under the roof of the bank, and the marketer is responsible for, therefore has this really cool opportunity to, you know, put out there what the community, the world, you know, obviously their customers, but the world around them, you know, how they see that bank. And that does reflect on the entire team. It reflects on the brand, you know, all of those things. So that energy adequately and correctly used can have a very profound impact, Dan. And as we were contemplating talking about the role of a marketer today, you know, I wanted to kind of put that out there as a really important consideration, you know, for those in the role.
As a marketer, you've got to bring some of that energy to the job and to the materials that you produce, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, cool. Yeah. Well, I think it's cool to pause, Dan, and kind of think about some of these things, because as we go through all of these episodes and bring guests on, we're kind of in micro perspectives about a lot of different elements of marketing. So it was fun today to kind of stop and think a little bit about, hey, what does this life look like? You know, and how did we get here, and how did so many of those marketers that we work with?
Yeah, absolutely. It was interesting to talk about our backgrounds and hear, you know, I think some folks feel like, I know I've talked to some folks at bank marketers that feel like a little bit of, you know, imposter syndrome of like, hey, I wasn't trained in marketing. Yeah. I wasn't trained in advertising, and here I am in this role. But, you know, it's so common across the industry and even outside of the industry to not have formal training in it and to kind of come into it. It's just really interesting to share stories about that.
There you go. It is. And then to consider the opportunities that are before them, because they've landed in these roles.
Yeah.
You know, so. Well, great, Dan. Well, so, hey, I know we've got some great guests coming up. We've got a couple of authors and kind of marketing field leaders lined out for guests for some of our next several episodes. So really looking forward to those with you.
Yeah, likewise. I'm excited for them. So stay subscribed. I guess stay tuned is not the right word anymore. Stay subscribed.
There you go. That's, yeah. Not stay tuned, but hit subscribe. Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah. And if you want to give Dan or I some feedback about your role as a marketer and engage with us in some conversation or get some feedback that might be valuable to you, go to our website, bankmarketingshow.com. And can connect directly with either or both of us that way. And we would we'd love to do so and invite you to.
Absolutely.
All right. Yep. Great, Dan. Well, have a super one.
You too.
Okay. See you soon.
Thanks for joining us. To go deeper or get access to some of the valuable nuggets from today's show, go to bankmarketingshow.com. There you'll find episodes, links to resources, and much more. Be sure to subscribe wherever you find your podcasts, and join us next time.